strong to stay in God's kingdom.
因为这世界要把我们往下拉的力量很大，你知道吗？
Because it is the power is strong to drag us down into this world.
所以今天我们要看的主导文就是来教导我们怎么样来在上帝的国度里面，怎么样住在上帝的国度里面。
So today we should look at the Lord's Prayer to see how can we stay in the kingdom of God.
我们怎么样在这里面
？How can we hold on to it？
祷告嘛
，pray。
什么叫祷告
？So what is to pray？
跟上帝求嘛，你需要的跟上帝要嘛。
It is to plead our God。
对其他宗教人来讲啊，祷告好像就是跟他的神明求。哎呦，我要这个，我要那个啊。
In other religions, to pray means to plead anything directly.To their gods.
可是对基督徒来讲，祷告不止这样子。
But it means more to Christians.
你是在向创造天地万物的神祷告。
You're praying to the creator of the heaven and the earth.
同时，你也是在向你的天父祷告。
Also, you're praying to your Father in heaven.
所以你的祷告，你的对象是向着创造天地万物的神，跟向着爱你的父祷告的。
So your prayer is directed to the creator of this world and your father in heaven.
哇，你说哇这么好，那我要怎么祷告啊
？Well, it sounds great. So how should I do it?
其实哦，你会问的问题哦，门徒在2000年前就问过了。
Actually, the disciples of Jesus Christ have already asked the same question 2,000 years ago.
他的门徒就问。主耶稣说：“主啊，我们要怎么祷告
？”The disciples asked Jesus, "Lord, how should we pray?"
我们的主就用主导文教我们祷告。
Then Jesus taught us the Lord's Prayer.
你就知道主导文有多重要了。
Thus we know the significance of the Lord's Prayer.
我们来看主导文哦。
Let's look at the message.
整个主导文分成两个大部分哦。
We can divide this passage into two parts.
从我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名圣的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。画一个那个分开的一个记号。
So we can separate from this our Father in heaven to your will be done.
那么第一个部分就是对神的部分了。
So the first part of the prayer is
对神的部分就是教导我们怎么样祷告，让我们很有力量的住在那个上帝的国度里面。
So the first part is about the kingdom of heaven.
第一句话，我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
那我们看哦，我们的父摆在哪里
？So where is our Father in the sentence?
在最后面哦，有没有？
In Chinese, it is at the end of the sentence.
Okay, 德文是比较准确的翻译啊。
The German translation reflects more.
Vater unser in Himmel, 父啊，我们在天上的。
The sentence starts with Father.
同样的主导文的一开始也是 Pater, 我们的父，不是我们父啊。
It is in the same order in the original.Scripture is the same order.
主导文的开始是从父开始。
So the Lord's Prayer starts from the very word Father.
因为不管是希腊文或德文啊，他们会把最重要的字摆在最前面哦。
Because in Greek or in German, they place the most important word at the beginning.
主耶稣一教导我们祷告的时候，第一个就跟我们讲说：“父啊，以后你再开始祷告。”
So Jesus is teaching us to start our prayer with calling our Father.
耶稣基督跟我们讲第一件事情，你是以王子跟公主的身份在向你的天父祷告。
So actually, we are princes and princess of our Father.
我问你哦，你们有谁真正的了解你们的身份？
Who of you really know?Well, your status.
很多人信主以后，哎呀，信主就好了，我以后到天堂扫厕所就好了。
Some of you might just be satisfied to be a believer, and maybe satisfied only be a janitor.
很可惜，你知道吗？ 你是天父的儿女，你是王子跟公主，你是以这样的身份在祷告的。
Don't forget that you're children of God. You're princess, princess and princess.
所以主导文一开始就先提醒你的身份。
So this is so the very first sentence of the Lord's Prayer is reminding you of
your status. 你是以王子跟公主的身份到神的面前来跟上帝求。
So you approach our God as His children.
所以第二个开始的话，就那我们要求什么？
So what are we asking for?
你看哦，我们到国王的面前，到我们的父的面前。 我们求什么？当然是求我们的父，我们父的国怎么样？在他的国度里面，大家都尊他的名为圣，愿他的国降临，愿他的旨意行在地上嘛。有没有？哎，你不要忘，你是王子，你不求你父的国，你要求什么？
So don't forget that you're a prince and princess. You approach the king and you first seek his kingdom and his righteousness.
所以第一个，上帝。 一开始用我们用父来祷告之后，上帝叫我们把整个眼光换在上帝的国度里面。So
actually, God is calling us to place our eyes upon Him.
都是上帝的国，上帝的名，上帝的旨意，不是我的，都是上帝的。
So we're not first seeking something of our own, but His kingdom and His will.
所以主导文的第二句就是让我们整个的心思意念。
So the second sentence of the Lord's Prayer is reminding us to fix our mind on God Himself.
就是我们心里面所想的，我们所思念的，就是我们的主。
So our mind should be fully occupied by the
Lord. 我们所追求的就是跟我们的父有更亲密的关系啊。
So what we seek should be a more intimate relation with Him.
讲个故事。
So let me tell you a story.
我儿子在很小的时候，看我在很忙的时候，
my son was little, and often he see that I
他就会跑过来说，
busy.
爸爸，我能帮你什么吗？
He often came to me to ask, Dad, can I help you with anything?
他这么小，他能帮我什么？
He was so little, he could
我就跟他说，
hardly help me.
哎，你去帮爸爸把那个花哈浇一浇水好不好？
So I just told him to water my flowers.
哦，他就很高兴，就提着他那个小水桶，就去那里浇花。And
he listened to me and watered my flowers.
我跟各位讲，我更高兴了。I
was very happy about it.
不是说他做了什么伟大的事情，而是他这么体贴老爸的心意，然后去做一点小事情。It
was not that he did some great things, but he was such a caring son that he
这里有儿女的，你们应该了解这种心情啊。你儿女如果这么乖哦，看你在忙的时候，爸爸，这个我能帮你做什么？哇，心里多窝心，你知道吗
？If you're a parent, you must feel the same way. If your children offer to help you with anything,
我跟各位讲，我们的天父很忙的。
I'm telling you that our Father in heaven
这世上这么多人需要关心，这么多人需要安慰，这么多人需要去。 去这样子来帮助这些，来怜悯这些人哦。
So many people in this world needs to be cared about, needs to be comforted, and needs to help.
所以我们的父，他其实都一直在找这种能够体贴他的心意的儿女哦。And
God is always looking for such caring children.
所以你愿意这样子。 这样用爱上帝的心，时时到他的面前来，看上帝要你为他做一些什么事吗？
So it would be great if you come before God with your pure love for Him and ask for what you can do for Him.
当圣灵在你心里面有感动说，我们去帮忙谁，去安慰谁的时候，你就赶快去，好不好？
If the Spirit urges you to do something to help someone, just do it.
我在奥地利念书的时候。 有一天我们在聚会的时候，有一个人来到我们的聚会当中哦。When
I was studying Austria, a brother came into our congregation.
那么这个弟兄他的儿子刚就是自杀了。His
son had just committed suicide.
那么他到了我们聚会的地方的时候，他就坐在那个角落那里哦，两眼呆滞的坐在角落旁边哦。And
this brother was sitting in a corner. His eyes were glazed.
那么。那时候我是同工会的主席哦。
At that time, I was the president of the board.
我那时候我坐在那里哦，欸，不巧，我心里面就一个感动哦，去跟他祷告。
And at that moment, I felt the Holy Spirit speak to tell me to pray for him.
我心里就想哦，主啊，我跟他又不熟。
But I was answering God that, well, I wasn't really that close to him.
但是你这样说，我就去了，我就去跟他祷告。
If that's what you tell me, I will do it.
就我去跟他跟这弟兄，我就跟他说，哎，这弟兄，我们一起祷告。
And I just come close to him and say, brother, let's pray together.
结果我一开口以后，发生什么事啊？
And what happened?
我一开口又突然整个人就一直流泪，你知道吗？整个人一直哭，一直流泪哦。
I just started weeping or crying.
这个弟兄也一直哭，一直流泪哦。
And he cried throughout the prayer too.
就在这样大会堂里面，两个大男生在那里，两个站在祷告，哭的哭成一团呢。
And in the middle of the congregation, two gentlemen just were holding each other crying.
那么之后。后来这个弟兄他碰到我，他跟我说：“哎呀，那时候叫弟兄，说哎，刘弟兄，我很感谢你。”
And that brother, afterwards told me,
感谢你那天这样子为我祷告。
Thank you so much for praying for me.
你让我知道说，上帝他已经安慰我，他把我那个心里面那很深的那种罪恶的感的那种愧疚的感觉，安慰我的，把我拿走了。
You let me know that God has comfort me, and God has removed my guilt.
他知道神爱他。
He knew that God loved him.
他也就没有再那么样痛苦的责备自己。
So he no longer blamed himself in great pain.
所以你想要让天国的能力整个在你的身上吗？
So do you want to the power of God's kingdom to come upon you?
到上帝的面前来。
Come before God.
知道我们是上帝的儿女。
Know that you are children of God.
我们就像儿子到父亲的面前来，来他的面前求。
We are children that approach our own father.
所以心里面有什么感动？说上帝说你去跟谁祷告的时候，赶快去，你知道上帝很高兴的。
So whenever the Spirit speaks to you, just do so. God will be very satisfied with it.
你就在这里面在享受天国的福气。
And you're already enjoying the blessings of God's kingdom.
而且当你这样的时候，你就发现说，你是跟你的父是创造天地万物的主。
And when you do so, you will feel that you're connected to the creator of the world.
那么在这世界上还有什么困难是你没有办法克服的？
There's nothing too big for your Father in heaven.
你就不会觉得说，哇，你就会很喜乐，很想去跟人家传。要把这个样美好的信息来带给别人哦。
You will be full of joy and eager to share this good news with others.
所以，我们第一个主祷文的第一个开始，让我们知道我们的身份，让我们用爱护的心来求上帝的国、上帝的名、上帝的旨意在地上通行，好不好
？So the first part of the Lord's Prayer is reminding of our identity and call us to come before God with our pure love for Him.
宝贵你的身份啊！
So cherish your identity.
你是天父的儿女。
Your
那么主祷文的下面的话，我们看到，第二部分就是为我们自己祷告。
And the following part is a prayer for yourself.
那么上帝知道，虽然你现在已经在上帝的那个国度里面。
Though you're already in the God's kingdom,
可在这个世界上把你往下拉的力量是很大很大的。
But the power is great to drag you down to this world.
在这世上有三个很大的力量在把你往下拉。
So there are three major powers.
要把你从那个天国那个国度里面把你拉下来。
That is trying to pull you down.
这三个力量什么？一个就是忧虑，一个是不饶恕人，另外一个就是试探。
There are worries.Unforgiveness and temptations.
所以我们的主第二个就开始要我们来开始祷告。第一个就是不要为我们的忧虑，为我们的忧虑而祷告。
So first, we should pray to spare ourselves from worries.
怎么来祷告？我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
We pray that give us today our daily bread.
这句话其实有一个弟兄哦，问我说：“刘传道，那也不是说我们是天国的王子吗
？”Someone might question me, Minister Liu, aren't we children of God already?
啊，怎么王子每天还要像乞丐一样来跟上帝求今日的饮食？我们每天的饮食今天要赐给我们。
So how can the prince make such a
哦，你每天在被主祷文，你有没有想过这个问题啊
？Have you thought about it？
我跟他说，其实我不好意思跟你讲啊。那个今日赐给我们，没有赐给了，也没有赐，也没有求，也没有赐给了。
Actually, there is no begging and giving in this.
在原文里面哦，那个给是命令句了。
Actually, this in this sentence, it's an imperative.
哎，老爸，我每天需要的哦，哎，记得给我哦。
We're just saying, Dad, you must give me what I need every day.
你说哇，这跟创造天地万物的上帝命令哦，说你要给我。
Isn't that bold? You're demanding the creator of this world.
很抱歉，不是我讲的，耶稣讲的哦。
And it is true that.
那么，在希腊文的命令句里面，有下对上的命令，有这样的一个意思哦。
And this is an imperative.
比如说我们到那个法官面前了、哦，法官大人啊，求你一定要秉公处理哦。这个就是一个下对上的一个祈使句啊、哦。
It is an imperative from someone from a lower status, just like you come to a court and saying.Your Honor, you must be impartial. You must judge fairly.
所以我们不是到上帝的面前来求他每天赐给我们食物，是上帝啊，我需要的，你一定要记得给我。
So we're not coming to God to beg for our daily food, but actually we're saying to God that Father, you must give me my daily bread.
可是哦，现在有的人在那里看圣经嘛，哦，你看第八节讲什么
？But if you're looking at the scripture, Tell me what is in the eighth verse?
那耶稣不是说你们还没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早就知道了吗？怎么还要我们每天每天来跟上帝讲呢
？So isn't it said in Matthew 6:8, your Father knows what you need before you ask him?
其实不是啊。
Actually, it's not like that.
不是要我们每天提醒上帝，而是上帝每天提醒我们。
Actually, it is not your daily reminder to God, but the other way around.
看我们每天借着祷告，再一次的提醒你自己。
So actually, we're reminding ourselves through prayer every day.
我们的父一定是每天来看顾我们。
Our Father must cater to our needs every day.
我们的父一定每天都丰丰富富的供应我们。
For sure, our Father supply us with abundance every day.
不要忧虑，不要害怕。
So do not worry and do not fear.
其实，在马太福音第十章二十九节，这里没有。我们先看，在马太福音十章二十九节里面，他说：“两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？若你们的父不许，一个也不能掉在地上。我们比许多的麻雀要贵重的多。”
So in Matthew 10:29, it said, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny?" Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. So don't be afraid. You're worth more than many sparrows.
所以我们到父的面前来。
So we come before God.
把我们所需要的告诉我们的父。
And tell Father what we need.
我们的父一定丰丰富富的给我们。
Our Father must bless us with abundance.
天上地下的一切都是属他的。
So everything in earth, on earth and in heaven belong to him.
我们刚刚在主日学的时候才谈到哦，你祷告的时候是三位一体的神跟你一起祷告。
At Sunday school, we have just shared that when you pray, you're praying with the triune God.
你就是到上帝面前来祷告。
You're coming to pray before.
而且这一句话的重点在今日是给我们的今日哦。
Especially pay attention to the word today.
也就是在第三十四节里面所说的，后面五章三十四节里面所说的，不要为明天忧虑。
It is the same teaching that appeared later in Matthew 5:34. to tell us not to worry.
因为耶稣知道我们人哦，常常怎样，生年不足百啊，常怀千岁忧了，每天都在为将来忧虑啊。
Because our lives really have no more than 100 years, but we worry about things for 10 centuries.
所以我们的主，我们的耶稣基督，知道我们每天求什么，我们每天所需要的。
And our Father knows what do we need before we ask.
是教导我们真的，我们每天，我们只要每天到上帝的面前来。
It is a reminder for us to come before Him every day.
我们不要忧虑哦。
We should not worry.
尤其不要为还没有到的明天忧虑。
We should not worry for the coming day.
每次哦，每次我儿子在没有钱的时候，都会用那个 Facebook， 用那个 WeChat 哦，寄一张照片给我，那个漫画。
So every time my son runs out of money, he would send me a caricature.
那张漫画是什么？有没有那张漫画？不是有一个画人可爱的一个小孩子拖着一个破篮子在那里走，一边走一边哭，有没有？
He sent me a capture in which a poor boy is dragging a torn basket, walking and crying.
我就知道他没钱了。
Then I knew that he's broke.
我每次看到那张漫画，我就气得要死。我说：“你这小子哦，我们家的孩子哪有穷到要拖着那个破篮子一边走一边哭的哦
？”Every time I got mad with this and rebuked him that.How possibly can?
可是我一边
family to be
可是我一边骂他哦，然后嘞，马上就赶快银行打开，赶快就把钱寄过去了。
But after I blame him every time, I just send him money.
有时候我就会想到哦，耶稣基督讲的哦。
So it reminds me of what Jesus said here.
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给你们的儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不把更好的东西给求他的人吗？
Jesus said in Matthew 7:11, If you, then, though you're evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
主耶稣给我们很大很大的保证。
So, Jesus Christ is giving us a very powerful promise.
不要怕，你所需要的，天父一定会给你。
Do not fear, your Father in heaven must give
you what you need. 而且是把最好的东西给你。
And he gives you the best.
到上帝的面前来求，好不好
？Just approach the Father with confidence.
不要丢弃这个非常美好的福分。
Do not discard such a great privilege.
第二个把我们往下拉的力量是什么
？So the second force that make us fall.
很抱歉哦。我讲到的时候是啪啪啪啪啪一路讲下去哦，就现在我突然停一下，然后欢你再停一下再欢你哦，我突然有感觉我都接不下去，你知道吗
？Sorry, I'm not accustomed. I'm not accustomed to the bilingual stuff.
哦，你有看到我准备很急要讲下去，然后上又停一下，你就原谅我了。
Yeah, sometimes I have to break sharply when I wait for the
translation. 第二个我把我们往下拉的力量是什么？
So what is the second force?
就是不饶恕别人哦。
It's unforgiveness.
所以耶稣基督在这里教我们怎么样祷告。
So Jesus here is teaching us how to pray.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Forgive us our debts, as we also have given our debtors.
我问你哦。你能够免人家多少债啊
？How much debt can you forgive others？
我们看一下马太福音18:23-28。
Let's look at the story in Matthew 18:23-28。
我先中文把它念完哦。他说：“天国好像一个王要和他的仆人算账，算账的时候，就有人带着带1,000,000银子的来，因为他没有什么物可以还，主人就吩咐他把他的妻子儿女并一切所有的都卖了偿还。”那仆人就俯伏在地敬拜他说主啊宽容我将来我必要还清那仆人的主人就动了慈心把他释放了并且免了他的债
So you can look at the scripture in English it's in Matthew 18:23-28
那我们就不要念了啦有啦我跟你讲英文写在后面啦 但是很花时间，你知道吗？这里的结果，这个人出来以后嘞，他就碰到一个同伴，欠他多少？欠他十两银子。
So we can see this servant who was spared by the king when he was delivered, he saw someone that owed him only 100 silver coins.
就十两银子，他就抓着他的脖子，把你的欠我的把它还出来。
So this servant grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们能够赦免人家多少银子啊？
So how much debt can we spare others?
就十两而已啦。
It's merely 100.
你能够饶恕人多少啊？就十两银子了，还有多少
？How much can you forgive others?
可是你饶恕人家十两，天父说什么？他饶恕你千万两的银子。
So our Father is.
天下有比这个更好的投资哦。
He is sparing you 10,000 bags of gold.
真的，你看，耶稣基督教导我们祷告，每一个祷告都宝贵的不得了。
So we can see that every.
你不要每天在想，哇，他得罪我，我气得要死。
Every single prayer is very precious.
这多少？就十两啊，有多少？但是你原谅人家这十两，上帝原谅你是千万两的银子。
God is sparing your debt of 10,000 bags of gold.
这是在这个世界上最大最好的投资，你知道吗
？This is the greatest investment in this world.
你不要放弃这个权利，好不好
？So do not renounce your right.
所以你原谅别人，其实受惠最大是你自己。
Actually, you benefit the most from this.
你原谅人家十两，天父就原谅你，原谅。天父就赦免你千万两的银子。
While you forgive the debt of 100 silver coin, the Father in heaven spare you 10,000 bags.
当然，只有你真正爱主的时候，你能够深深的去体会到这一点哦。
But you can only experience when you love your Father with all your heart.
我问你哦，你怎么样学？你怎么样来饶恕别人哦
？But how can we carry this out?
其实我很早就养成一个习惯了。
So I have been training for this habit.
就是那个哦，那个最常惹我生气哦，然后最常得罪那个哦，我天天为他祷告哦。
So I started praying every day for the man that triggers me my anger easily.
为什么？我问你呢，圣灵结的果子是什么？
So let me ask you, what are the fruits?
忍耐、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这九个果子。
It's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness.
当然，一个果子九种味道。一个果子九种味道。不过，你看这九个果子啊、哦，其实什么？你回去找一找，通通是动词。
If you look at the scripture, these nine tastes of the Holy Spirit.
你说主啊，求你。求你让我学会怎么样去爱人。
So you can call your dad, call your father to teach you how to love.
上帝说 OK 啊，哦，你这样求很好啊。
God says it's good for you to.
他就怎么样？就摆一个哦，你很讨厌、很不喜欢的人，每天摆你身边哦。
And how does he do it? He
will place a person. 然后，那你就主啊，哦，他一得罪你，主啊，就又得罪你，主啊，我跟你讲，你就慢慢的，你就慢慢的就在这里面学习什么，主啊，给我力量能够赦免他，主啊，给我力量能够赦免他。你这样慢慢慢慢哦，你就知道，你就学会什么叫做爱了，你就结出爱的果子了。
So God challenge you by placing an unpleasant person just very close to you, so that you will come daily before Him to ask for the strength and love to forgive Him with continuous forgiving and praying. You can yield the fruit of love.
所以，你的果子，所以我们常常到神的面前来，好不好
？So let us approach our Father daily.
到上帝面前来求上帝，让我们有原谅人的力量。
So that He can give us the power to forgive.
当我们每次跟上帝求那原谅的力量的时候，其实上帝那个能力、上帝恩典就在你的心里面慢慢在改变你哦，你就慢慢的结出圣灵的果子出来了。
So when you ask so.Actually, the power of the Holy Spirit will be working and transforming your heart inside. Later, you will bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
没问题哦，回到上帝的面前来啊、哦，求主让我们能够去赦免每一个得罪我的人啊、哦，好不好
？So let's come before God and ask Him to to allow us to forgive those who owe us debts.
你赦免人家十两，上帝赦免你是千万两哦。
God is forgiving you 10,000 bags of gold while you just spare a debt of 100 penny.
第三个祷告是什么？
So, and what is the next prayer?
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Lead us not into temptation and deliver us from the evil one.
我跟你讲，这个祷告都太伟大了哦。
This is a great teaching.
我跟各位说，耶稣基督讲的每一句话都太伟大了，你知道吗？
So every word by Jesus Christ is extremely powerful.
你真的你好好的去抓去体会耶稣基督里面所讲的每一句话，真的是太伟大了，真的。
We should really look carefully, closely into the teaching.
第一句话，不叫我们遇见试探。
Lead us not into temptation.
这是犹太人的用法。
This sentence is in a typical Jewish grammar.
看这里啊、
structure.
看这里啊，那个准备打瞌睡哦，快睡不着。听我声音这么大声，你还能睡，还真是厉害哦。看这里啊，我要变魔术了。哎，我的笔为什么往下掉啊
？Why did the pen drop？
它、啊、为什么不往上面掉啊
？Why did it go？
再变一次哦，再变一次哦。哎，怎么又往下掉了
？It fell again。
为什么
？Why that？
你说地心引力吗
？Is it gravity？
我跟你讲，犹太人才不这样讲哎。
Only the Jewish people。
犹太人说什么？上帝让这支笔掉到地上啊。
Jewish people would say God let the this pain falls.
不叫我们遇见试探，是我们自己要往试探去，不是上帝，不是说上帝，你不要把我们带去试探，是我们自己要往试探去，叫上帝把我们抓出来。
So this prayer is actually asking God not us to fall into temptation.
主啊，求你保守的心，让我不要去自己去找那个试探。
Lord, may you guard our hearts so that we will keep clear from the temptations.
所以这句话是求上帝来保守我们的心哦。
So it is a petition, for God to watch over our heart.
保守我们的心，远离试探，不要让我们进到那个试探里面去。
So that our heart will be kept from temptations.
很多人陷在罪里面，就是以为他自己不会在罪里面哦。
Many people fall into sins because they thought they were spared.
对于这样的弟兄姐妹，我劝你到上帝的面前来。
So I demanded you to come before God.
为什么？在以弗所书一章二节里面跟我们讲，这世界上有两个很大的力量在把你往下拉。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 2,
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，那时你们在其中行事为人是怎样？随从今世的风俗。再来，顺服空中的掌权者，就是谁？就是那个邪灵撒旦。
As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you follow the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
这世上的风俗很厉害的，你知道吗？
So the ways of this world are really formidable.
哇，这世上的风俗就跟你讲，哦，你为什么这样做呢？这样做不是很好吗？
It is enticing you to do otherwise.
其实我们身边有很多这样的今世的风俗在引诱我们，在试探我们。
Every day, our lives are saturated with the ways of this world.
比如年轻人到了学校以后，哎，他们都在同居吗？我也跟他们同居一样吗？我也跟他们一样，我们也同居啊。
So when someone, a young man goes to college, you will see that.
当然还有更严重的。
Premarital cohabitation.
这世界要告诉你，没有爱情的婚姻是罪恶。
And the world is
是不道德的。
Teaching you that it,
哇，真厉害！奸淫的事情还可以把它讲成是不道德。
It is a crime to.
哦，你听了以后，哦，对呀、啊。都没有爱情的婚姻，哇，这个真的是不道德哎。
And you would easily agree. How can I stay?
你看人家这样，你看人家这样做，哇，赚了很多钱，他都这样做，我也要这样做啊。
When you see others get rich in that way,
我跟各位讲，这世上的风俗很厉害的。
So the ways of this world,
他随时都在跟你讲说，哇，大家都这样做。
Are very powerful.
你那肉体软弱就跟着这样做。
It is persuading you to do the wrong thing. From time to time.
所以真的，我 我们要祷告哦。耶稣就在这里在跟我们讲说，这很多很奇怪这些东西哦，这些试探哦，你要祷告求主让我不要进入这种试探里面。
So you should pray to God that lead us not into all kinds of temptation.
求我们的父天天保守我们的心。
May the Lord guard our heart every day.
另外一个会把我们引到这个试探里面，有个很大一个力量是什么
？And the great force that draw us into temptation is.
所以你看，每一句祷告，我跟你讲，你真的是伟大不得了。你不要让我进入那试探里面，要救我们脱离什么？要脱离凶恶。
So, at the same time, we are asking God to deliver us from the evil one.
那么脱离凶恶什么意思？
What does it mean to deliver us?
你看 NASB 的翻译哦。And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from 什么？ The evil one.
So, in NIV, it is translated as the evil one.
那么这个那个凶恶其实在原文里面它就是什么那恶者。
So, actually, it's the same meaning as in the original scripture.
就旁边有那个是有定冠词的了。所以他说什么要救我们脱离那恶者。
It is a call to deliver us from the evil one.
那恶者是什么
Who is the evil one?
在马太福音十三章第十九节这样说，凡听见天国道理不明白的那恶者，我跟你讲希腊文一模一样啊，就是那个恶者，没有别人了，就是他哦，就来了，把所撒在他心里面夺了去，这就是撒在路旁的。
And in the parable of sowing seeds in Matthew 13:19, we can see that it is also accusing the evil one.
在马太在路加福音八章十二节同样的记载，他写什么？
In Luke 8:12,
那撒在路旁的，就是人听得到，随后什么样？魔鬼就来了，把他的道拿去了。
We can see it said, then the devil comes and takes away the word.
这马可福音怎么写
？In Mark,
那撒在路旁的，就是人听得到，怎样？撒旦立刻来把他拿走了。
In Mark 4:15, it is referred to as Satan.
不叫我们遇见试探，叫我们脱离那恶者啊！那恶者是谁？
Who is the evil one?
哇，你念了半天，还不晓得那二者是谁哦。
Can you see it?
我跟你讲，全部都是用单数哦。
So,
就是路加福音说的魔鬼，就是马可福音讲的撒旦哦。
It has always been referred to as a single noun. It is the evil one is Satan himself.
真的，耶稣提醒我们，真的要随时随地的祷告哦。
And Jesus is reminding us to be constant in our prayer.
因为我们身边的试探太多了。
Because we're surrounded by many temptations.
撒旦就把那个试探摆在我们的眼前，就像一个鱼钩哦，在那个地方引诱我们。
So all the time Satan is placing the temptation in front of us just like a bait for us to bite.
我跟各位讲哦，如果你不在主里面的话，你就像那个鱼哦，你根本不知道那个到底是什么东西哦，你根本不知道那个就是鱼钩。
If you do not stay in Christ, you would just be as vulnerable as a fish in the water.
比如说约瑟在波提华家里。
For example, Joseph was working in the house of Potiphar.
他做总管做得这么好，圣经写什么？波提华除了他吃的话以外，其他一概不知哦。
Joseph was doing such a great job as the steward because
他好到做到这样程度，撒旦就把什么摆在他的面前。
And Potiphar and Satan put such a great
就把他的妻子摆在约瑟面前了，天天引诱他，要跟他什么？你要跟他同床哦。
Because the wife of Potiphar was luring Joseph to go to bed with him.
大卫当他的军队在外面打仗的时候，他做什么？在那里睡觉，睡到日头平息。什么叫日头平息？
And when the army of David went off to war, he himself
其实你在加州最清楚的，你开车的时候日头平息就是照着你眼睛了。
And David got up from his bed,
睡到黄昏快晚上。
Only one evening.
然后怎么样？他在那在王宫来走一走，撒旦就把那个别示巴摆在他的眼前。
And on that evening, he got up from his bed and walked
around. 大卫就从此犯下了杀人、奸淫，还有欺骗所有的这些罪啊。
Right from his roof, he saw a beautiful woman bathing, and
我们各位说，
he fell into adultery and murder.
撒旦的力量太大了。
Satan is so powerful.
你以为哦，靠我就可以，我们自己就可以胜过撒旦的试探了？
Do you think that you can overcome Satan only by the strength of yourself?
撒旦摆这些还摆什么？他说：“你们有他们有祸了，因为走了该隐的道路，又未立往巴兰的谬误里面去啊！撒旦就怎样，把一大堆的财物摆在谁的眼前？摆在巴兰眼前，他就往那里跑过去了。”
And in Jude, verse 11.It said, woe to them, they have taken the way of Cain, they have rushed for profit with Balaam's arrow.
所以圣经里面一次又一次的提醒我们撒旦的厉害，撒旦的可怕，还有我们也，所以在这里在教导我们说，你要怎么样来祷告，怎么样来避免上帝所立在我们面，所撒在我们面前那个试探。
So again, the scripture is reminding us the presence and the power of Satan to not fall into temptation.
我们怎么胜过撒旦
？So how should we overcome Satan？
我跟你讲，只有一个方法了。
There's only one way。
主又说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好像塞你们一样。但是怎样？我已经为你祷告了，我已经为你祈求了，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要兼顾你的弟兄。”
In Luke 22:31, Jesus said, "Simon, Simon."Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们能靠自己得胜撒旦吗？
Brothers and sisters, can we overcome Satan by ourselves?
不可能。
No way.
主耶稣他看到了彼得的后面有一个很大的力量在后面在影响他。
And Jesus saw clearly that there was a great power influencing Peter.
彼得他虽然一颗爱主的心哦，
他 Peter loved the Lord,
他说主啊，众人都离开你，我也不离开你哦。
And he swore not.
他很爱主的，他有这样的一个心哦。
He had this love for Jesus.
但是耶稣知道他的背后有一个力量，那撒旦力量要得到他。
But he saw the great the very great
要像筛麦子一样得着他。
Satan will Satan want to claim Peter his.
只有胜过撒旦的话是什么？到上帝的面前来嘛，只有祷告嘛。耶稣基督说：“为你祈求了吗？”你到上帝的面前来祷告，来祈求。
And in this verse, we can see that Satan is overcome by praying.
我们再回过头来看一下这张图哦。我们现在已经在天国里面了。
Let's look at again this illustration. We're already in.
但是这世界力量、忧愁也好，还有刚刚讲的试探也好，这些很大的这些力量都一直要在我们往下拉，一直要把我们往下拉。
We can see that the powers, the dark powers from this, like worries and darkness, they're all trying to drag us down.
我们要怎么样住在上帝的国度里面
？And how can we hold on to the kingdom of God?
耶稣基督已经教导我们了，祷告用主导文祷告。
And the teaching of Jesus is simple: pray.
在好像在去年一首歌很流行，你知道吗？
So there was a very popular song that last year.
那歌叫 Hineni， 听过没有
？It's called Hineni. Have you heard it?
Hineni, Hineni. Da 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 da. Hineni, Hineni， 有没有？我没听过，哎，你们真的有一套哎，这年轻人很喜欢的歌哎。
I find many young people quite into this song, Hineni.
什么意思
？What does Hineni mean？
什么意思 ？Hineni， 看啊
！Hineni means look.
Ni, Ani is me. 我 Hineni,
me.
看我，看我，看我。
Look, look at me.
我们中文翻译成什么？这句话从哪里来
？So where does this sentence
撒母耳记第三章，当上帝呼叫撒母耳的时候，上帝说：“撒母耳，撒母耳。”撒母耳说什么？哦，圣经赶快翻啊！撒母耳说：“我在这里。”中文这样翻啊。
你看希伯来说什么 first
Samuel, 希内你我在这里，我在这里，看我、看我。
When God called little Samuel several times, Samuel responded, "Hineni, look, present, I'm here."
这就好像上帝在呼召我们的时候，在叫我们的时候，刘志学有，大概就这个意思。
Like、God is calling my name, and I say present.
Hineni, 看啊，看我。
Hineni means look at me.
上帝一直在叫，一直在找他的儿女，一直在叫我们。
And our Father in heaven is looking for His children all the time.
他要我们，这世上很多需要帮助的人，很多需要安慰的人。
This world is full of people that needs comfort and help.
当上帝呼召你，要你去关心这些人的时候，你也一样跟上帝说 Hineni, 好不好
？When God calls upon you to comfort and help those who are in need, you should, as children of God, you should respond.
就像中文所说的，主啊，我在这里，请你差遣我。
As it is translated in Chinese, you say, "God, I'm here. Please send me there."
Okay. 那我们今天把主导文从前面这样子把它整个把它讲过一遍了。
So today we have just went through the Lord's Prayer.
在前面我们要怎么样？住在上帝的国度里面。
The first part is about how to stay
in God. 求上帝的名，上帝的国，上帝的旨意。
We seek God's kingdom and God's will.
为我们自己来祷告，不要忧虑。为我们自己祷告，能够饶恕别人。为我们自己来祷告，真的能够主的保守，能够胜过撒旦的试探。
In the second part, we pray for ourselves to be delivered from worries, from unforgiveness.And from temptations.
我们一起用主导文结束我们今天的崇拜，好不好
？So let's conclude our message today by reciting the Lord's Prayer.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离那恶者，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
以主导文这首歌来回应啊牧师的讲道。Let's all sing the Lord's Prayer one more time. 我们就唱一遍的 sing once.